amazwe akuzamayo ukuthi njengoba sesiyi global village and abantu besuka kulizwe elithile besiye elizwe nalithile. For example, abantu bayasuka eZimbabwe baye eMelika njengokusho ukuthi eMelika yiwe enikeze isipho. Amazwe la azibhekele wona ukuthi kuvikelwe ukumemetheka kwalo mkhuhlane ubuye ubuyele futhi ngenxa yama-conditions amanye amazwe. So injongo ukuthi kuvikelwe umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuthi into le ingabuyi futhi imemetheke ibe nkulu. Yebo, kukhona inhliziyo enhle entweni ezifana nalezo ukuthi umuntu uma ekunikeza ulutho ukunikezela wena ukuthi uyakusiza ngoba uyakuthanda. But siyazi ukuthi endaweni zezempangazwe nezobudlelwane zamazwe kakhulukazi kubheke khona ukuthi kuvikelwe ukuthi if kulimaza iZimbabwe kuzomemetheka futhi kubuyele umhlaba wonke. Kodwa endaweni yemali ukuthi izosetshenziswa ngemfanelo, hayi, lokho ngeke vele sibe kwazi ngeqiniso. Engizokukholwa kodwa ukuthi ilizwe elifana ne-America uma linikeza iZimbabwe imali, liyabe lizozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi eqinisweni leyo mali iye kulokhu ethe ifisa ukuba isetshenziswe kuko. Asikholelwe kulokhu ukuthi kuzokuba yileyo ndlela ukuthi ifakile ama-conditions i-America uma inikeza imali, yathi sifisa ukuthi imali isetshenziswe kanje, funa futhi ukuthi ifuniyenze i-accounting yakhona lisivezele lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Of course uyakwazi ukuthi abantu ekugcineni bagcina be-create izini nendlela zenezo zoku-accounta zaba yilezo zokuntshontsha futhi. So ngeke sibe iqiniso lapho, akulo ngaphansi sanda sakathi amina ngiyazi imali lezo sisetshenziswa ngendlela. Ngeke, ngoba siyayazi ihulumende yeZimbabwe ukuthi ikusimo esinjani. So ngeke kube khona ongathi yena hayi neqiniso lisizo ngendlela efaneleyo.
Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi uhulumende uthi amakampani kumele azidingele impahla zokuhlola abantu, ama-testing kits, izisebenzi nxa sezibuyela emsebenzini. Singathi imali le evela kwamanye amazwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ayineli yini ukuthi uhulumende athwale wonke umthwalo?
Wele amakampani ukuthi azidingele imitshini yokutesta, kuzokufuza ukuthi ikhangelele vele ngoba iZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe uyawasenga amakampani, ungumkhaza emakampanini, akashiwo oncedisa amakampani, kodwa ukhangelele ukuthi amakampani abe yiwo ancedisa uhulumende. That's why uzothola ukuthi kuyehliswa, kuyakontrolwa ama-price ukuthi amakampani ayenze kanje ayenze kanje. Ikampani yeZimbabwe, umuntu uma esenza ibhizinisi eZimbabwe uyakwazi ukuthi kuyakhangelelwa iyembe ukuthi abheke ini, abhekele ilizwe nohulumende. So akumangalisi lokhu ukuthi kuthiwe khona abangene nabo basize. Angithi lapha kufana nokuthi uhulumende uthi yena if lifuna ukwenza ibhizinisi, seza ibhizinisi yakho ngokuthi useve ama-employees akho, wateste ukwenza ukuthi angangeni nomkhuhlane umemetheke ekampanini yakho, ngoba at the end of the day ufuna uku-operatana, ufuna ukusebenza, yikho kwenza. So ngezindlela zingqobe nje ukuthi ananje ingqobe siyalivumela vumani vulani amakampani, kodwa mani wavula liwavule kubekwazi ukuthi azikuya beya ne-cost, ngoba iZimbabwe phela le iZimbabwe inenkinga enkulu kwezomkhonono. So kuphuza ukuthi ukhangelele khona ukuthi vele kuzoyenzakala elizweni laseZimbabwe.
Wona amakampani engenelisa yini ukuthi ehlole zonke izisebenzi zawo?
Bona wami ukuthi umuntu ife ekhase abantu uyafisa ukuthi ibhizinisi aziqhubekele phambili, ama-employees angabuyi oyedwa abanjene ne-COVID-19 bese inomethela nje igulise wonke umuntu phakathi kwekampani. So ngombono wami azokwenza amakampani, kuzoba nzima. I-standard singaba low, kodwa ekugcineni bazokuzama ukuthi abantu bangangeni, bangasebenzisa izichibi, basebenzise ini, amagandana, kusetshenziswa ingxoza, kodwa bazozama ukuthi benzishe ukuthi ama-employees awangeni ne-COVID-19 ema-ofisini, bezivikela bona, bezivikela lamabhizinisi abo. Angiboni ngani bazokuzama lokho, although if sesifuna ukubheka i-standard, sesifuna ukubheka i-quality yamatech mhlawumbe aso zafike kulokho okhangelelweyo international World Health Organization ukuthi kwenziwe, kodwa bazozama, kuzoba nzima kodwa bazozama.